Those that are born will eventually die. And we know that a person will not live forever. And the truth is, a person cannot live even one day unless the Kadosh Baruch Hu gives him life. That which a person lives is because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants him to live. So therefore, we know he will not live forever, that Kadosh Baruch Hu only gives a certain amount of time to us in this world. As the Pasuk says, Yimei Shem Esenu V'Hem Shivim Shana, V'Hem Bevuros Shmonim Shana, V'Hameisim L'Hachiyos. So therefore, just like we know that a person will eventually die, from that itself we should know that those that have died will live again. And since a person cannot live even one day unless the Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps him alive and gives him life. So therefore we should know that Kadosh Baruch Hu also can give life to those that have already died. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu has promised us that eventually the Mason will come back to life. V'hachayim lidon. And those that are alive now will eventually be judged in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And since the only reason a person is living is because Kadosh Baruch Hu is giving him life. And why is the Kadosh Baruch Hu giving him life? It must be because the Kadosh Baruch Hu wants something from you in this world. You have a certain tachlis to fulfill in this world. So therefore, we should know that we're eventually going to be judged to see if we have filled our tachlis. Leida lehodia ulehivada. We should know, and we should let others know, and it should be known throughout the world, shehu kel, that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is a kel, he's a baal hayicholes, he can do anything, hu hayotzer, he is the one that has formed us, hu habore, he created us and continues to give us life, as the Kadosh Baruch Hu every day recreates the world, and so too every day continuously gives us life. Hu hameivin, he is the one that understands and can see all of our ma'asim in this world, including all of our thoughts. And since he has created us, so therefore he knows all about us. Hu hadayan, he is the judge. And since he knows all about us, including our machshavos, he could be the judge. Hu aid, he is the witness. He can be made on us. Hu bal din, he is the one that brings us to din. He created us and will eventually bring us to din. Hu asid ladun, he eventually will bring us to din. L'olam haba, as our two dinim. There's a din that you have. L'achar misan, there's a din. L'olam haba, at the time of tchias hamesan. Baruch Hu, blessed is he. She'em lefanav lo avla, in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no impropriety. V'lo shikha, and nothing is forgotten. V'lo masu panim, and there is no favoritism. V'lo mekach shoched, and there is no possibility of bribery. As HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot be bribed, you cannot bribe him with tefillos or with ma'asim tovim. As even though you have a lot of ma'asim tovim, you're still going to be judged for the averis that you did. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not say, well, since you did one aver and one mitzvah, let's call it even, and there will be no schar in the mitzvah and no punishment for the aver. That's not the case. For every aver that you did, you'll be punished, and for every mitzvah that you did, you'll be rewarded. Shahakol shalo. Everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's. So therefore, how could you bribe him? What could you possibly give HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Akol shalo. Bidda shahakol lepi ha-cheshbin. You should know that everything is according to the cheshbin. Everything is brought to cheshbin. As every aver that you did, you'll be punished for it. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take a cheshbon and see whether your ma'asim tovim are more than your ma'asim ram, then you'll be considered a tzaddik. Or if the opposite, you'll be considered a rasha. V'ayachticha yitzrecha sha'ashol beis manas lach. Your yetahara should not give you any guarantees that the grave will be a refuge for you, that after you die, you'll be off the hook. That's not the case. You'll be brought to din. Sha'al korchach atanotzer. Just like against your will, you were formed in the first place. Kadosh Baruch Hu put your neshama in the mother's guf against your will. Your neshama did not want to come down here at all. V'al korchach atanolet. And just like against your will, you were born. The person in the mother's stomach does not want to come out. The malach forces him out against his will. V'al korchach atachai. And against your will, you are living. And sometimes a person has yisurim in this world and would rather be dead, but yet the person is living against his will. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not take him away from this world before his time. V'al korchach atameis. And against your will you die. V'al korchach ataasid litein din v'chezbin lifnei melech malchei hamlachim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Just like all of the above mentioned things are against your will, so too against your will, in the future you will be brought to din and chezbin in front of the King of Kings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu.
The world was created with 10 mamaros, meaning to say that in the beginning of the Torah, when it discusses Ma'aseh Bereishis,
So that's nine times by Yomer. And Bereshis Bara is also a Maim. As the Pasuk says, Bidvar Hashem Shamayim Nasu. So therefore, altogether, there are 10 Mamaros in Maitha Bereshis. What is the Torah coming to teach us by letting us know that the world was created with 10 Mamaros? As we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have created the world from nothing in one Maimer, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu is called Yachol. Elo li para min arisham shema abdin et ha'olam shenibra ba'asara mamaros. The reason why the Torah lets us know that the world was created with 10 mamaros is to teach us the punishment that the Rasham will receive for destroying the world that was created with 10 mamaros. As when Rasham do averus, they bring punishment to the world. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mafsid and destroys something from the world as punishment to the Rasham, even if HaKadosh Baruch Hu is destroying only the property of the Rasham themselves, that's still considered a hesed la'olam. And since the world was created with 10 mamaros, so we see that every single part of the world is chaviv and dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as each part of the world he created with a mimer. So therefore, when the Rasham bring punishment onto themselves and to others by doing aveir, they're causing part of the world to be destroyed. And even part of the world is very dear to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as each part of the world was created with a separate mimer. But litain tchar tov tzadikim shemekaimen et ha'olam shenivra ba'asara mamaros. And to give a very good reward to tzadikim, that they are mekayim the world that was created with asara mamaros. As when tzadikim do mitzvos and ma'isim tovim, they bring bracha into the world, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mekayim the world. And therefore, the tzadikim gets tchar tov for that, as the world is very chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And since every part of the world HaKadosh Baruch Hu created with a separate mimer, we see how chaviv each part of the world is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So therefore, the tzaddikim gets chartov for bringing bracha into the world that is so chaviv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu.